This is the heart of corporate worship. Imagine a crowd of people all reaching out to me, all reaching out for more of me, needing my touch, wanting my heart, desiring my mind, and wanting the change that my spirit brings. Imagine a crowd of people pushing aside thoughts and emotions that are not good and lovely or full of my truth so that they can commune with me. Imagine this crowd, determined, pushing aside thoughts and pushing aside thoughts and pushing aside thoughts until they are able to settle into my love and truth, where there is liberty and our fellowship is easy. Easy to receive more love. Easy to receive more peace. Easy to receive more understanding of my fatherhood and who they are in me. Easy to receive. This is the heart of corporate worship. And this is what the enemy tries to push against so my family does not receive. Imagine a crowd of people focused and intent on pushing aside everything to reach new places in me. Imagine a crowd of people wanting one thing, more of me. More of me means more of your life in me, more of my touch, more of my love, more of my truth, more of all that is found in me, more of everything you need, for everything you need is found in more of me. Imagine a crowd intent on finding more in me and pushing aside thoughts and emotions that are not part of reaching into more and more of me. Imagine that. Imagine every heart open, every heart focused, every heart intent on one thing, and that is more and more of me. Imagine that. Every heart wanting more of me. There is a grace corporately to reach for more and more of me. For many have come to this place in their path to reach even deeper into me, past the thoughts and emotions that have made it hard to find this corporate place in me. Watch what I will do as many hearts become as one in reaching out for more of me. This is the heart of corporate worship. One heart, one desire, one focus for more and more and more of all that is in me. You have come to this grace in me.